Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's start with some New York theater news, of course. Final casting has been completed for a show called Meet the Cartosians. This one is written by Taline Monahan and directed by David Cromer. He did Good Night and Good Luck and so many other shows, of course. This will start off the second stage's 47th season. Wow, congrats on that. Meet the Cartosians officially opens on November 17th at the Pershing Square Signature Center, one of my favorites on West 42nd Street. And another top off-Broadway venue has announced some big casting. Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. She won, if you'll recall, from West Side Story. And she's going to star in The Baker's Wife at the Classic Stage Company. Opening Classic Stage's 25-26 season, The Baker's Wife is a musical written in 1976 that has never received a full stage production in New York City. It features a book by Tony Award winner Joseph Stein of Fiddler on the Roof fame, music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz of Wicked fame. The Baker's Wife will run from October 23rd to December 15th, so it's not too early to grab tickets for that one. And here's another glittery name, one of my favorite actors, Andre Holland, a star of Moonlight, embodies one of the title characters in The Brothers' Sighs. That's a poetic fable of two black brothers in Louisiana's Bayou country. The elder, diligent and rooted, the younger, restless and just out of prison. Sounds great. This is a co-production between The Shed at Hudson Yards in New York, of course, and the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles, where the playwright, Terrell Alvin McCraney, is also the artistic director. Now, also happening off-Broadway, Smoking Mirror Theater Company will present The Life and Death of King John from August 28th to September 14th. That's coming to the ART in New York theaters. Those are on West 53rd Street. This one is referred to as House of Cards Shakespeare style. The play, also known as King John, is set in medieval Europe and centers on the fierce rivalry between two claimants to the English throne. Men battle, and so do their women, all driven by ambition and the desire to wield power through their sons. The play is also a dark meditation on how ideals like honor and virtue are crushed under the weight of political ambition and personal gain. And dare I say, it sounds disturbingly timely. Anyway, I remain on the West Coast, and speaking of strong women, as we just were, I must mention two deaths in the past few weeks. Wallace Annenberg and Gloria Kaufman, it's spelled G-L-O-R-Y-A, Kaufman, they did so much for the culture of this city and beyond. It's hard to go anywhere in L.A. and not see their names. Both are pivotal parts of USC, the University of Southern California. Annenberg is the name of the Journalism Center, Kaufman, the dance program. Hers was a gift that, despite its undisclosed amount, has been called one of the largest donations in dance history. USC was not the first LA area institution of higher learning to benefit from Kaufman's largesse. In 1999, there was something called the UCLA Women's Gym. Well, it's now called the Gloria Kaufman Gym. Kaufman also gave money to schools in New York City, including four lifetime endowments for undergraduates at Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, a 2,300-square-foot dance studio at the Juilliard School, which she funded, is also named for her. And the list goes on. A much-beloved and needed public beach center was created by Annenberg, as well as an art gallery and an entertainment complex in Beverly Hills. Kaufman, among other things, has been a pivotal supporter of the Venda Museum, a Cold War entity, which more and more people happily are discovering. Anyway, as you know, I am catching theater in Los Angeles, most recently one that I had seen in New York years ago called The Mother F-er, you know what I mean, and The Hat, that is the title. This one by the great Stephen Adley Gierges. It's at the Odyssey Theater in West LA. It's a five-character piece, and if you don't like the F-word, steer clear. The audience is very responsive to this tough, sometimes funny, ultimately rather moving piece. Funny how people can be more than one thing, goes one line that I remember. It was a long time ago, but it was yesterday, goes another. Anyway, the director is Julie Oliver, who writes in the notes that her goal was to peel back the layers and take the audience on an immersive journey. Well, that she does. Finally, for anyone who hasn't seen Hamilton in its 10-year run or feels the urge to see it again, it's coming to a movie theater near you. The film version of the stage production originally was intended for cinemas, but it was released on Disney in 2020. Well, it is coming to theaters September 5th. Also this week, a wax figure of Lin-Manuel Miranda, the man behind Hamilton, of course, was unveiled on stage at the Richard Rogers Theater, where that show remains, and it's still one of the hottest tickets in town. It's a big time for anniversaries, it turns out. Hamilton, as it's now being called. Then there's Sound of Music, which is turning 60. Rocky Horror Show is 50. And Sunset Boulevard, the great Billy Wilder film, is 75. I spoke with the author of the new book called Ready for My Close-Up, David M. Lubin, to ask why so much attention on that film. His response, it is attracting attention because the topics it raises are surprisingly pertinent to our me-obsessed era, worship of youth, hunger for fame, dread of irrelevance, and so forth. It treats these heavyweight topics with a lighthearted wit and rich sense of irony that make it feel as contemporary as can be, end quote. I must say, I drive Sunset Boulevard often when I'm here. There is the occasional mansion, likely perhaps with an elevator now instead of that staircase that Norma Desmond descended. The good news is that ageism, which she faced, is not so relevant anymore. Sunset Boulevard, of course, turned out to have legs. The musical version just closed after a very successful run on Broadway. Who knows, it may be coming to your town next. Anyway, enjoy your week, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.